Hello. Welcome to our verse-by-verse in-depth Bible study with Bible teacher Dr. Bob Utley. Now, here is Bob.
Hello. We're going to be dealing with the concluding verses of Luke chapter 4, which deals with a demonic that was in the synagogue at Capernaum. And this is a very strange little account in many ways, so different from our own day. I want to take this opportunity to deal with the subject of the demonic, as well as why Jesus would not let them witness to his person. And I think that's very interesting. Let's look at the first verse. We're going to begin in verse 31 through 44. Now there was a man in the synagogue who was under the power of a spirit of a foul demon. Now, I want you to know this guy was in church. I've often felt like there was some demon-possessed guys in church, and this demon went to church. Now, isn't that interesting? Whether it was an unusual act of him going to church and he went there to confront Jesus, or did not know Jesus would be there and got caught there, I really don't know. But apparently the man had a facade of religiosity, and yet his life was controlled by this demonic spirit. Now, you know, our day has its own presuppositions about reality. And we're sometimes very critical of the Bible because we say it has a, quote, ancient reality, not a modern technological reality. Now, we must remember that even our own day has its own presuppositions, and that there seems to be much beyond the five senses that we're learning more and more from science itself. Well, the Bible presents a worldview that says that our human physical world is being interpenetrated by a spiritual realm of both good and evil spirits. Now, every archaeological civilization that we've found has believed in the spiritual realm. Everyone, Sumeria, Babylon, Egypt, Persia, Rome, right on through today. So it's not an isolated Hebrew background. Now you've got to come to some presuppositions of your own about the Bible. I personally believe the Bible is the true self-revelation of the only eternal God. I believe its purpose is primarily redemption, though it does give us guidelines for life. Now, when Jesus was speaking here, either he was tricking the people and this man was really not possessed, he just thought he was and had a mental problem or something, or Jesus was somehow, he didn't know the truth and Jesus just thought the man was really possessed and he wasn't, or Jesus was accommodating himself to his age, which meant he knew better, but he just acted that way because they believed it. Now, that came from John Calvin. Well, I have real problems with all three of those. I don't think Jesus would trick us. I don't think he would just lie to us about what reality was. I believe that Jesus does present to us in the pages of the New Testament eternal truth. And that you can't get around the concept of demons or miracles just because you don't like it or it doesn't fit into the common world view of your day. Now, I want to take a little while and deal with some of the aspects of demonology that we have on the pages of the New Testament. I'm going to be using a couple of sermons I've done. I would like to give you the numbers and titles of those. In our brand new catalog, which you can send for free, they're numbers 552 through 554. It deals with the demonic in children. It deals with the subject of the demonic. And then it deals with the subject of believers and the demonic. These tapes have been greatly prayed over. There's a lot of time of study. I think it's a perspective that'll help you, and I hope you'll send for these tapes. There's four different ones on the demonic. What I want to do is quickly do an Old Testament overview of the use of demons in the Old Testament. Of course, I think the Hebrew perspective is that demons, though the Iranian word means a lesser spirit, and the Greek word means a lesser anonymous god, even oftentimes dead men back. And that comes from Homer and Plato and Philo. But the Hebrew concept seems to be that they're fallen angels. They are a spiritual creation that fell. Evil began in the angelic world and has affected the human physical world. Now, the Old Testament does not have a lot about the demonic. There are some specific demons mentioned. There is not a Hebrew or Semitic word for demon. Isn't that interesting? It's only in the Septuagint, in Deuteronomy 32 and Psalms 106, that the Greek word for demon comes into the Old Testament. But there are some specific demons mentioned. The more we learn from archaeology, the more we realize that many of the wild animals, many of the diseases, are really names for specific deities. Let me give you a few if I could. First, we have the satyrs, which is known as the hairy ones. Leviticus 17:7, Isaiah 13:21, 34:14, and 2 Chronicles 11:15. Then we have the shadim, or specifically means demons, Deuteronomy 32:17, Psalms 106:37. Then we have the Lilith, which is a female night demon, Isaiah 34:14. And then we have Aziel, a desert demon, in Leviticus 16:22. The only two accounts in the whole Old Testament of a demon-possessed person would be Saul, as the evil spirit of the Lord came upon him, 1 Samuel 16:14-15, chapter 18, verse 10, chapter 19, verse 9, 1 Chronicles 10:13-14. And then we have the problem with Abimelech, Judges 9:23. The Old Testament often speaks about occult practices and their devastating consequences. Deuteronomy 18:10-14,